Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by John Deere and the National Corn Growers Association. They're friends and supporters and allies of a healthy farm economy and prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. The Democratic and Republican conventions are behind us. Speakers talked about jobs, economy, national defense, immigration, and terrorism, all important and serious challenges. What they did not talk about is our ballooning national debt. Our debt has doubled in the last 7 years to near $20 trillion. We can't continue on this path. It's a roadmap to financial ruin. Look at Greece, and there are other European countries also in trouble. Families can't live like this. They go broke. Farms and small businesses end up in bankruptcy. And here's what the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office has to say about this issue. And I quote, "High and rising levels of debt will slow income growth, increase interest costs, crowd out important budget priorities, limit the ability of lawmakers to respond to a national problem, and increase the likelihood of a fiscal crisis. The largest driver of the growth in long-term debt is the one area neither candidate has a plan to address, entitlement spending." Politicians all the time talk about government programs to spend on their voters, and that's a way to buy votes. Our national debt is going up by more than $1 billion every day, more than $1 billion every day. Now, that's not sustainable. We need entitlement reform. That's Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. We need tax reform. Close the loopholes. And squeeze the defense budget. We spend 3 times as much money on defense as China, Russia, and India all combined. 3 times as much. We have 10 aircraft carriers. Russia has one. China has one. A lot of politicians want to tax more so they can spend more. President Reagan once said, and I quote, "A government big enough to give you everything you want is a government big enough to take away everything you have," end of quote. We are a strong and rich nation. We want to stay that way. Think about the explosion in debt cost if interest rates go back up. They will someday, and our children and grandchildren will be left to pay for our extravagant spending. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.